Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson, and apologize for not doing the show yesterday, but Matt, I was getting a tour of the Hall of Honor Museum at the Acrisure Stadium. Very nice, very well done. Something I think that if you're a Steeler fan, even if you're not a Steeler fan, if you're just a fan of football or history or
sports in general,
Yeah. Like, even some of the history of Pittsburgh, like the first thing you see when you come in, after you see the video of everything, they have a wall with just the old black and white photos from, like, you know, the 20s and stuff.
Yeah, that, yeah. 100 years ago.
Yeah, a lot of, I mean, it's 100 years ago.
Yeah, right.
A lot of good stuff there.
I did a show last night with Mike Pursuta, and he raved about it. I mean, you know, he's real into, not memorabilia, but, you know, old cleats and, you know, nostalgic stuff. And he couldn't go, you know, he raved and raved about it, really compared it to the Canton, you know, to the Hall of Fame in terms of how well it's done. And, you know, it's obviously Steelers, but Steelers can hang with any team in any sport in terms of history, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you go through the decades and you know, the some of the, you know, the players, obviously the historic players, the uniforms, the everything that you see there.
I heard the video gets you pretty wound up, too. You know,
yeah, the video's good. Yeah. I mean, a lot of, you know, the Hall of Fame speeches and things of that nature, and just running you through the history of it all.
And it's like 15-minute video or something like that?
I think it was 12 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
So it's not cool. Not overly long, but very much like I just went to Hawaii last summer and did Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, cool, and so it was comparable to that in terms of the, you know, the going through the different displays.
Yeah, I'll have to get down there. I'm going to get my son down there, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
So take him out of school for a day.
Heck yeah. He's
take him to
more
the museum,
there than,
yeah.
And more useful life lesson than going to school.
We're going to go to the museum. Oh, okay. History or art? Steelers.
Steelers, right. Heck yeah. And then we're going to Canton later.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, make a day of it. It's not that far.
Back to back.
Yeah, absolutely. You do need tickets to go to that. You can get those on Steelers.com. And, again, well worth it.
Well worth it.
Probably take you, you know, if you're taking your time and going through and looking at all the displays, you could probably spend a couple of hours in there.
I bet.
Looking around and watching the videos and doing all those things. And again, if you're a Steeler fan,
I don't know why you wouldn't.
The proceeds from that do benefit the Art Rooney Scholarship Fund. So
it
goes to a good cause as well. But very well done. It's at Acrisure Stadium, right above the new pro shop there. So very easy to get to, in and out.
You just go during the week. It's not like it's a game day thing either, right? I mean, you can go.
You can go on game day, yeah. You do, again. You can
go during the week, too. I mean, it's not just open just for game day or any of that.
But, you do need tickets to do all that, so plan ahead. Don't just show up and hope to get in. That might not happen, especially the first year, I would expect.
I was going to say, I bet it's crowded.
But I've been in the Packers Museum at their stadium. You know, it's right there with that.
It's funny. Mike said the exact same thing. He said, I went to the Packers one. I went to the Yankees one. I'll put this right against all of them.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's pretty strong company there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So turning the page, the Steelers get back to business this week, play the New Orleans Saints at Acrisure Stadium, 1 o'clock. Matt, we haven't talked a ton about this game. Obviously, we didn't do a show yesterday. This Saints team is all kinds of banged up.
They've had a rough year in terms of injuries as much as any team in the league. And it's getting worse and worse. You know, in short week, anyone that watched, you know, Saints Ravens saw a couple of their important guys leave the game. Doesn't sound like there's much good news concerning that. And, you know, they can't really even play the way they want to play, especially on defense, because they're so banged up.
Yeah, going off of yesterday's practice report, Marcus Davenport's been limited in both days.
Okay.
He's got a calf. Whether he plays or not, we'll see. We'll see what happens with him today. But the did not practice guys.
This list is extensive and important to them.
Yeah, Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah,
he's their.
Ideally, they want to play a lot of man coverage, a lot of, you know, two man, and without Lattimore, their corners just can't do it.
Yeah, he's their number one guy.
Yeah,
Eric McCoy, their center, who's a very,
very good
football player.
Yep,
Andres Pete, who's right next to him at guard.
Yeah, former first round pick. He's been a quality guard, wasn't a great tackle, but a quality guard.
So now you're missing perhaps two guys on the interior of your line.
Which means Ruiz, the right guard, goes to center, which he's not quite as good as McCoy. And Throckmorton came in at right guard last game. I don't know who the third guard's going to be in this equation. You know, so they could have three.
I don't know if they know that. I do expect Ryan Ramczyk to play the tackle.
He didn't look like himself last week, though.
No, he did not.
He had a tough week of it.
Pete Werner, one of their inside linebackers, who's an every-down linebacker for them.
They love him. I mean, he's like DeMario Davis's protege, every-down, like you said, every-down linebacker. Already has come on the scene, I think, in his second year, quality every-down player. And I don't know who his replacement would be.
Yeah, so he hasn't practiced all week because of an ankle. He left that game against the Ravens with that. And then this one, Marcus May.
Yeah, I saw that one too. I didn't know he got hurt.
Like right up the middle. You know?
Yeah, right up the middle. Exactly. He's a true free. You know, he allows the Honey Badger to kind of Polamalu it up a little bit, you know, because May's a stabilizing force, especially as a single high guy. They like him, you know, but again, I mean, they already have a handful of injuries before that. It's been a rough year for them. I mean, injuries and turnovers are really the story.
Huge issue. Yeah. Huge issue. To me, the most important thing that they're missing there are those two linemen.
Offense, you're talking about. Yeah.
The two offensive linemen are just huge.
Because it's, again, it's three new people.
And their line, which spots. 2 years ago, their line was one of the best in the league.
Oh, they invest in it.
Yeah, it was a top five line clearly in the league.
Oh, yeah. Armstead at left tackle. Yeah. And, you know, right. And they're trying to replenish that because they traded up for Penning in the first round. They value linemen more than any team in the league, especially during the Drew Brees era. They would use early picks on guards and centers because he can't see. You know, they understand exactly who he is. If they push the pocket, he can't see. And so they build around him, and they were really smart about it.
Yeah, but if you're missing McCoy and Pete, yikes.
Yeah, right.
You know, especially the Steelers are getting Larry Ogunjobi back.
Mm-hmm.
They're Cam's getting T.J. Watt back. Right. Cam Hayward basically took the, you know, he didn't do anything last week.
And
got some rest. He should be in great shape heading into
and
Andy Dalton doesn't handle pressure well.
That's what I was going to say. And Dalton, too, whether it's up the middle or Watt and Highsmith coming off the edge or whatever, he is who he is at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelers obviously have an extensive book on the guy. He hasn't changed since he's gone to New Orleans. He's having a decent year, but he doesn't handle pressure well. He's always been, the later the down goes, the worse it goes for him is really the book on the guy. He's not super mobile. I mean, he can move around a little, but it's not like he's going to beat you with his feet. He could be in for a long day.
Yeah, I think he might very well be. And really, if you look at their offense, it's all Kamara and it's all Olave. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if you worry about anybody else.
The other guys
else
are non-existent. I mean, maybe they get Landry back, who's a move the chains professional slot, but he's not dynamic. Kamara gets a ton of attention. I'm assuming because they're in such rough shape, I mean, maybe Taysom Hill plays five more snaps than he would have, something along those lines. But their tight ends aren't dynamic. Other receivers, they've gone through a bazillion of them. I mean, corners and receivers have both been like nine deep of guys getting quality snaps. I will say, though, I've done a lot more Olave homework this week. He's better than I thought. He's a star. I mean, I didn't love him coming out of Ohio State. I was wrong. I mean, I liked him. I mean, I thought he was a first-round pick, but I liked five or six receivers better. He is a star. I mean, he kind of looks like a young Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. If you look at their offense, I mean, he's got 43 catches for 618 yards. Kamara has 36 for 319. So 8.9 yards a catch for a running back is outstanding.
Phenomenal, yeah. He's as good as ever.
And those are mostly dump-offs, too. Like, he doesn't run necessarily routes and things of that nature.
Yeah.
He's running wheel routes and things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like, let's have him on a quick slant and things of that nature. No. This is dump-off. He makes a guy miss. And
he's hard to get to the ground.
Hard to get on the ground.
He's also good in protection.
Yeah. Then you're looking at Juwan Johnson, their tight end.
He's a tight end.
23 catches.
I look at that like by default.
Yeah.
And he had the one big play last week that he didn't deserve.
Right.
You know, and they were high on Troutman. Johnson's gone past him. Taysom Hill will even play a little tight end. But none of those guys are difference makers.
Here's how bad it is. Michael Thomas, who hasn't played
he's
in a month and a half,
right.
He's played three games. He's their fifth leading receiver.
Wow. I mean, that's where they're at.
Yeah.
They get, like, Traquan Smith hasn't really worked out for them, and I'm not even sure who else they've trotted
Marquez
out there.
Marquez Callaway.
Yeah, there's a name I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know? But, again, there's 10 deep of pass catchers. five of whom should never really even see the field.
Now, one thing I do expect them to do against the Steelers, Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah.
Is a speed guy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me if they try to sneak him, you know, because the Steelers have had given up some big plays.
Oh, you got to attack him, dude.
But the question is, can you block it up?
Can you protect? Right. And again, is Dalton going to – he's not a drive-the-ball-down-the-field type of guy either. I would think it's a lot of Kamara, a lot of Hill, a lot of Olave, and then some shots, like you said. Is that enough? Could be. I mean, the way the Steelers' offense has played this year, but I think that's a tough formula. And – I haven't studied their schematics to no end, but I think the lack of Sean Payton hasn't.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special mom in your life. And what better way than with the Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets that are perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their advanced eye care duo brightens, awakens, and firms the skin around your eyes, while the golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths the skin all over. Both sets are packaged in giftable boxes. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. And the best part? For a limited time, you can save up to $46 on Osea's sets. Plus, get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. This Mother's Day, get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off site-wide.
Help matters either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a lot of imagination in that offense,
other than the Taysom Hill.
They have the book. They have the playbook.
Right.
But if you don't have the guy who designed the playbook, is it quite as good?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. I mean,
hey, we got all these plays in here for Taysom Hill. Let's run these.
Yeah. You know, and their head coach is a defensive minded guy, and he's well regarded on that side of the ball too. But they haven't been as creative either because they don't have the corners. You know, so they've been handcuffed this year.
Yeah, if you look at that defensively, you know, the numbers aren't bad. They're giving up 215 passing yards per game.
Their numbers across the board on offense and defense are better than the eye test, you know.
But the turnovers. The
turnovers are brutal.
Yeah. I mean, even Dalton, he's played in six games. He still has five interceptions. That may not sound like a lot, but then when you start looking at, well, if you played 17 games, you'd have 15 interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay. That's...
He's not a super conservative Alex Smith like people think.
Right.
You know, just because he's a, quote, game manager doesn't mean he doesn't put the ball in harm's way.
Yeah.
They're last in league in turnover differential.
Last.
Right.
And some of that was once again Jameis, who, you know, as soon as Sean Payton walked out the door, started throwing interceptions again.
Yeah. But the defense isn't creating them either.
Right.
I mean, it's across the board in terms of, you know, problems in the turnover department. Turnovers and injuries have been the big thing.
They've also had some fumble luck. They fumbled 12 times. They've lost 9 of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. They've fumbled. Opponents have recovered 11 fumbles against them.
Wow. So they've been lucky.
Yeah.
Fumble unluckiness. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot.
You know, so we'll see if the Steelers can get the ball on the ground against this team. Or, you know, get some interceptions. They got to take care of the football.
Catch the ones that they throw to you, too.
Defensively, Tyrann Mathieu has both of their interceptions. Which should tell you they only have two interceptions.
They have two interceptions, right. And there's not a lot of ball hawks. And, you know, May's a good player. Lattimore's a good player. But they're not getting their hands on the football for whatever reason. Steelers just played the opposite team. Philly was number one. And, you know, in this one's the... Yeah, the Steelers aren't exactly great in the turnover department either, but you got to win the turnover battle. I'm not sure you have to win it to win this game.
Yeah,
but
it'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it would go a long, long way.
In terms of Werner and what him being out might take away from this team, he's their leading tackler by 24.
Is he really?
He has 74 tackles. Davis is next with 50.
I don't think Davis has to be high, but okay.
Yeah.
But that's a big gap.
That's a huge gap.
It is. The other thing that they are really good at is they've done a great job against opposing tight ends.
Yeah.
But that's Werner and May.
Right, the guys who are going to be out.
And I mean, Davis and Mathieu have something to do with it, but two of the four that really have the tight end responsibilities probably aren't playing this game.
Yeah, I'll take my chances with Freiermuth and Mathieu.
Exactly.
Mathieu's tiny.
It's a size thing. Yeah, exactly.
He's a dangerous player, but he's tiny.
Yeah, exactly. You know? He's a playmaker, and he's a leader, and an LSU guy, and all that, and they love him, but he's not a – oh, don't throw at him at any cost type of situation.
Yeah. One thing he does is he will catch the football if you do throw it to him.
Absolutely.
You know,
he has good ball skills.
He has good ball skills.
Dangerous after the catch, too.
I look at that. You look at their pass rush. Davis leads them with 6 sacks.
Does he?
So, Cam Jordan's second with 5.
Davis is a great pass rusher. I say that not blitzer because he has an array of moves.
Yeah.
He's not just a run downhill guy, but he also will run over a lot of running backs. They don't love blitzing in general. I mean,
right, they don't blitz a lot. They're like second lowest in the league.
Yeah, real low because they have big physical defensive front and they like to beat you up that way. But Davis is just so good at it that when they do, it's usually
him.
Yeah.
So identify him.
Yeah.
And, go at it.
He's a really good player.
He is.
And people don't talk about him as one of the best linebackers in the league, but I think he is.
Yeah, I think so as well. He will be in this game. So you do have to, he has 8 tackles for a loss, as does Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan's
he's
outstanding football player as well.
He's what I've been saying this week is he's kind of like their version of Cam Hayward. You'd have a lot of Jordan jerseys if you were a Saints fan. He's going to be in their Ring of Honor or whatever someday. I mean, all-time great Saint.
Yeah. So, pressure the quarterback, force Andy Dalton into some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the run.
I say, don't let Kamara and Olave tear you up. Yeah, I mean, they're going to get theirs, but if the other 3 skill guys have decent days, but Kamara and Olave don't, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it in terms of the yards per gain rushing per attempt, I know the Steelers have worked on stopping Taysom Hill, and I get it. But
he's an interesting player, though.
He is.
I have more respect for him now than I did 2 years ago.
He's averaging 8.6 yards a carry.
I know. I mean, he's a second leading rusher. And he's got 40 carries or something.
Yeah. Latavius Murray averaged 5.2. Well, he's no longer on the team.
Yeah.
Kamara's only averaging 4.3 yards a carry this year.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah,
but
you can live with that.
Yeah, you can live with that, right.
But you can't give up the big plays to Taysom Hill.
Yeah, Hill's faster than Kamara, I bet. And
he might be. He's bigger.
Yeah, he's a handful to get on the ground. And he'll throw a pass. He has 4 and 5 games in a row, something like that. He's not a terrible passer.
Yeah.
He's not an every down quarterback passer.
No, I remember when the Steelers played down there a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out, they're at midfield, and they threw an interception, and it was Taysom Hill.
Okay.
They chuck him one deep. I'm like, wouldn't you rather have Drew Brees do that?
Drew Brees was in his prime. why are we doing this?
Why are you doing that?
As much respect as I have for Sean Payton, especially as an offensive mind and head coach, he seemed to think Hill was going to be his Steve Young.
You know?
And I get it now. But when Brees was in his prime and you're snapping the ball to Hill, I think the defense would just say thanks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
In the day. Yeah. And it's worked, and he's hard to play against.
Drew, you go over there and stand.
In the corner and don't do anything. I don't know. We're going to play 10 on 11 and snap it to the guy that can't throw. But, he'll complete passes, and they can do some trick stuff with them, and they might direct snap it to him on the punt team, and he'll run down and make tackles on the kickoff coverage. He's an interesting guy. And he's hard to get on the ground. He's fast. So you got to prepare for him. And I'm sure it makes the week of preparation a little harder, too.
Yeah. It's a very, we talked about earlier in the week after the Claypool trade, how the Steelers shrunk their pie down a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a very small pie.
It's two guys. 2.5.
Yeah.
If you
2 slices.
Hill. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And if Hill's in the game, alert.
You know it.
Many snaps.
Oh,
right.
He's a quarterback. You think he's going to do something here?
He's probably going to run. Right. And especially if the line's banged up. Because, as you mentioned, the line has traditionally been massive strength for this team. They're first-round picks, second-round picks, all across the board, and they haven't missed on many of them.
Yeah, they've done a good job with that.
Yeah.
So we'll see here.
Offensively, I don't – the Steelers can't take anyone lightly. I'm not super impressed with the Saints. I picked them to win the division before the season. I thought they went all in on Olave and these guys. I'm like, maybe Tampa's going to fall off, and Tampa did fall off a little. But the Saints, some of it's out of their control, the injuries and the turnovers aren't out of their control. But they haven't been nearly as good as I thought they could be, even on their best day.
No, heck, they even lost to the Buccaneers this year.
Yeah, and they usually
beat them. If you start looking at their game by games
–
They beat the Falcons by 1 in week 1. Then they lost to the Bucks. Beat the lost to the Panthers.
Ooh, I forgot about that one.
22-14.
I mean, that's the Matt Rhule dysfunction Panthers.
Right. That's that's Baker Mayfield. You know, all that good stuff.
Not that last night's was glorious. But, yeah. You know.
Now they did give the Vikings a good game. Lost that 28-25. That was at home though.
They beat the Raiders bad too.
They beat Seattle 39-32. Okay. That looks like a better win now than but got lost to the Bengals. Lost to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I mean, that Cardinals team's not good.
No.
Beat the Raiders and then lost to the Ravens by 14.
Beat the Raiders bad, which doesn't look as good as it does now.
No.
I mean, the Raiders are
When we were doing power rankings after they beat the Raiders, shut them out, they jumped like eight spots. Ooh, the Saints have figured it out. And then they played the Ravens last week
they
and just looked awful.
Last week. Yeah. That might have been their worst game of the year. And again, the injuries are catching up to them. I think the Steelers are in a good spot. I mean, especially from a rest and injury perspective, and I really think having the book on Dalton is big in this game too.
Yeah,
it's 3-13 against the Steelers.
3-13.
Yeah,
and you wonder how he got the three.
Some of those Bengal teams weren't terrible.
No, he had good stuff around him, and it just didn't. You know, it was him.
I think they know exactly who he is.
Yeah,
he hasn't changed.
Yeah, cover it up quickly, and then allow your pass rush to get home, and he will make a mistake.
And force him to make hard throws, and he's not gonna. You know, he's not that type of guy.
No, he's not. But we'll see how that kind of the other thing I think that's interesting about this game, weather's supposed to be chilly on Sunday.
I think this rain's supposedly to pass.
Rain that's in the area now is going to get out of here, but it's still going to be in the 30s.
Okay.
An indoor team from the south coming north to play.
I'm sure it's their first cold weather game of the year.
Oh, without a doubt,
I mean, they were at home recently. Makes sense. And the Steelers, their injury news is pretty good, huh?
Yeah. They're about as healthy as they've been all season.
That's great. Some of the concerns we had earlier in the week seem to be clearing up.
Yeah, absolutely. But he is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. Matt, did you know that you can listen to our show on your, what do they call those things, the little smart things?
I mean, there's Alexa and there's all those, but they do call them something.
They call them something.
We sound really old.
Little smart things. You can listen to the show on those things. They're smart speakers is what they're called.
Boy, couldn't
find that word. You just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from my heart, and Alexa will take care of the rest.
As long as I'm with our friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can hear all kinds of good stuff. Well, also, tomorrow night, we'll have a special show here on Steelers Nation Radio from the Steelers Hall of Honor dinner. That'll be Craig Wolfley and myself. We'll talk to the inductees.
Nice.
Bob Labriola to come on to talk about the Hall of Fame Museum or Hall of Honor Museum.
Yeah.
So lots of good stuff there as
That's great.
That will be from 5:30 to 7 live on Steelers Nation Radio, so you can check that out as well. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.